We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Here's what I want out of this episode. By the end of it,
yeah,
I want you and I to both have a perfect either Owen Wilson or Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
And I think you're, well, let's stop. Let's stop.
That's
now.
Good. I should say just immediately.
Yeah.
I think anyone who looked at the two of us would have an immediate first impression.
Well, that's what I was going to stop with is, do we need to say who's which or I just in general?
I think there's an immediate first impression. And I think even if you've never seen us,
yeah,
because I would describe us not in the same like terms in terms of like handsomeness or like body type or anything like that.
Yeah,
but in analog or in proportion to one another.
Yeah, proportionally.
You and I cut like this a similar silhouette to Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Okay,
and I would say sort of our coloring too.
Okay,
you're fair.
I'm fair.
Shorter. Yeah. You say wow.
Yeah, well, let's not.
That was just testing the water. I was dipping my toe in.
Okay.
I'm taller. I have dark hair.
What do you think
about a better dancer than you?
Personality wise, I think that all of that is true. Do you think personality wise we're?
I am exhausted by often exhausted by sex.
Okay. Yeah.
Even thinking about it is exhausting. Yeah, I think
it's exhausting
a lot of the times.
Yeah.
He's kind of the Jar Jar Binks to Owen Wilson's Qui-Gon Jinn.
Wow.
Wouldn't you say?
It's a hot take. And no, I don't think so. I think that.
Okay.
I think if we're doing Star Wars, if we're doing Phantom.
Yeah.
I think Owen is Jar Jar.
No, absolutely not. Owen's the main character. Owen's the everyman.
So you think that Owen is...
I think Vince Vaughn is a side...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I think Vince Vaughn is a comedic sidekick in this movie. They bill it as like Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, two bros. But I think this is a movie about Owen Wilson and his like goofy sidekick friend.
Yeah, it's his love Vince that we Vaughn. Care about in the film. Oh, we should
Vince
say it's the boys. It's the Strange Bedfellows. We're doing Wedding Crashers this week.
Wedding Crashers. Let's explain the journey.
Yeah.
So we're on part four of a spiritual quadrilogy.
Yes.
Maybe a quintilogy. We haven't really decided what comes after.
But yeah, we'll see.
It's sort of the Hugh Grant-iverse and sort of adjacent universes. And I took a class all about this in film school. It was called trilogies. And they weren't always necessarily real trilogies. It was just spiritual trilogies, you know?
That's cool. That's a cool idea for
there's three movies
class.
In sequence from Satyajit Ray, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You can pick up on some themes.
That's great.
And I think that's what we've done this sort of mini season on the show, Strange Bedfellows. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, hello, it's Jack here.
We've started with Four Weddings and a Funeral. A
we
classic.
Started with Four Weddings and a Funeral. Yeah, a
and
classic.
We loved it.
We loved
and
it.
And we said, yummy, yummy.
Yummy,
give
yummy.
Give me more of that Hugh Grant.
In my tummy. So that was the first thing we said. So let's say the first thing we said was, yummy, yummy, give me more of that Hugh Grant and my tongue.
And I think that set us off on this sort of like spiritual quest. And I think the first thing we had to do was some immediate obligations to our friend Jared, who didn't feel obliged to even watch the film when he came on to record music and lyrics.
I love that about Jared.
Yeah, perfect.
It's so different from how I would do it. But he's right. And I mean this quite earnestly.
Yeah, he was right.
He was right. Like, if I were like coming on a podcast, I would spend so much time preparing. And I would at best do half as well as Jared did.
No, you're right.
With nothing. Without even thinking. He's like, he didn't even ask, should I watch the movie? He just didn't.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Didn't even occur to him.
Yeah.
And it was the right instinct. He's got the raw talent, you know?
Though I think I'll also say that's maybe more about like, if I were to be like Jared and not watch the movie and not do any prep, I would do a particularly bad job, I think.
Yeah, you're not good at that either. There's sort of a middle ground
for
you.
Yeah, anyway. We said to ourselves, yummy, yummy.
So we were like, we have this obligation
in my tummy.
To Jared, but like we want to continue this Hugh Grant trend.
Right.
So let's jump forward in time. Music and lyrics, awful film. Absolutely hate
Disagree.
It.
Disagree. Great movie. Everybody should watch it. Watch it yourself. Actually, this is homework. Watch it yourself, and you have to watch it, and you have to say who's right, and it's me.
Yeah, please do. I thought it was terrible. Yeah. I thought it was absolutely terrible. I don't want to say that while we're talking about the show, because it just
you
brings
did.
Down the
You
mood.
Did say it.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah, many times.
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
But then while we were watching Four Weddings and a Funeral, while we were kind of getting hooked on Grant.
We said yummy, yummy about something else, didn't we? It was about the
content. Well, we were sort of talking about the idea. This is where the spiritual sequel kind of comes in. I think you call it a squeakquel.
It's a squeakquel. It's a technical term for a spiritual sequel. A film that is not necessarily, and your film school, I'm sure, talked about squeakquels. It's not necessarily.
It didn't come up.
Even
that wasn't
starring the same actors.
Until
it's not
years
in the
later.
Same universe, but it has a lot of the same themes.
I'm sure they
much
talk
like,
about it now. But like, yeah. We were fucking still editing on Steambecks, you know?
That's why they did it with Alvin and the Chipmunks, which was the original squeakquel.
Right.
People think that it's just, they just accidentally pronounced sequel wrong. But they were using a term of art to say, yes, I know these are the same characters. They're exploring similar themes, but that's not the point. The point is that this is a spiritual sequel. It's
yeah,
thematically
totally.
Related. And if it was different characters, it would still be a squeakquel.
We felt The Shining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we felt those resonant chords between Four Weddings and a Funeral universe.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot being borrowed from the Wedding Crashers universe.
Yes.
So we thought we had to honor the kind of Hugh Grant trajectory by going back, looking at the source material. You know, it's like if you become a real George Lucas scholar, you go back and watch the old, like,
is
Westerns
this like
that are like the black and the white cowboy, like, chasing one another across the desert.
Bear with me here. Is this like T.S. Eliot's? I can never remember whether it's Tradition and the Individual Talent or Hamlet too, but
they made a second Hamlet? Jesus.
No, it's a series of essays by T.S. Eliot. But he famously said that.
I slipped through that one.
A modern work of art can influence an older work of art.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He talks about the influence of something.
I think that's ultimately meaningless, you know? I think, like,
because it changes how you see it.
I think in the grand scope of time, it's going to be like a genus tree, you know?
Yeah.
And the trunk is going to be Wedding Crashers.
Okay. And so
there's going to be a million splits off of that, you know? And one of the bigger ones is probably going to be like Four Weddings and a Funeral. But I think, like, when you zoom out, like, what's the core thing that through line going to be throughout time? It's definitely going to be Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers. And so even though Four Weddings and a Funeral preceded Wedding Crashers temporally, it's the influence of Wedding Crashers on Four Weddings is felt, is reverberated throughout time.
Part 3 of 4 on our journey into the Grantiverse. And I can't remember what, I think you and I have a different idea of what number 4 is. Because last week you said something that I don't think being right from our previous discussion.
Well, the other Hugh Grant movies that we must watch are, of course, Love Actually, but it's not the holiday time. So that would feel weird. Probably 9 months. The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down a Mountain. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I think you're getting further. Colder.
About a Boy, classic.
Colder. See, this is what I'm worried about. Because we had a whole discussion about a movie we had to watch because I had never seen it and it was an outrage. And it
is there one called The Notice?
Like, probably. Is that a Stephen King? Like a Stephen King short novel adaptation?
I don't think so. What do you think it is?
Notting Hill is what we agreed on.
Oh,
it's never what you. It's never where you end up.
Yeah, I always forget. Notting Hill. Yeah, we're doing Notting Hill. It's one of the great movies. It's the best movie.
The end of the quadrilogy, unless we just want to, like, I don't know. You know, we're talking about, what's the month?
It's April, currently. The end of April.
Hupril? We got to come up with, like, a good.
Oh, right. It's our no-nut November.
Yeah, it's our no-nut November, except it's all Grant April.
Yeah. April is the Hughest month. We'll work on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Should we try our first either Owen Wilson or Huster is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take
of Grant.
You want to go. You want to
take
our first kind of run at the impressions.
Yeah. And
I'm going to look up some of the notable quotes real quick.
It's a no judgment zone. Well, can I want to plead a special case for myself for my first attempt.
Yeah.
Can I give you a line, an Owen Wilson line? From the movie I Spy?
Yeah, please.
Instead
of
this?
Yeah, as long as I can do Cars.
Okay, you can do Cars. Are you going to do Owen or are you going to do Vince? I think
I thought we were both going to try both.
Okay, I don't know if I can do Vince, but let me try. Are you ready? This is a line from I Spy. I loved it at the time, but no one ever talks about it. It's Owen Wilson and Eddie Murphy. You got to be kidding me.
Owen Wilson and Eddie Murphy were in this movie? I don't remember that.
Have you seen it?
What? Wait, what are you talking about? I Spy?
Yeah.
No, I've never even heard of it.
It's a great movie with Owen Wilson and Eddie Murphy. It's 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow.
This is your spy cam.
Look at the size of this thing. Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reverse. You want people to say, look how small and sexy and sleek this is. Not how huge this is.
Okay, let me just do this.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Need to talk about the movie. Okay, ready? Here we go. Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed.
You sound like Stuart Little.
Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed. It's all about that, like getting that. Size matters. Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed. It's that like vocal fry at the end. But in the spy world, it's reversed. I don't know. It's not good. You try Vince.
You want me to try Vince?
Okay, I tell you what, I can try a line from this movie. You know how they say you only use 10% of your brain? I think we only use 10% of our heart.
It's Jim Brewer's character from
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm worried.
I hope you flip your bike over. Here we go. I hope you flip your bike over and knock your two front teeth out. You selfish son of a bitch. You leave me in the trenches taking grenades, John!
That's good. Size matters. Size matters.
Now you do Vince.
I hope you flip your bike over and knock your two front teeth out, you selfish son of a bitch. You leave me in the trenches taking grenades, John.
That's just how Jack talks to me when we're not on mic. That's it's like
too
scary
aggro
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Size matters. But in the spy
world.
Alright,
do you want me to do
Owen? That was good. That one was good. But in the spy world, it's reversed.
Do you want me to do Owen?
Yeah, try it. Then we'll move on. You can use that line about 10% of your brain.
Here we go. I got one.
Good. Okay.
Let me see if I can do this. I've heard him say this enough.
This is my last chance, Cruz. My last final chance. If I lose, I never get to do this again.
That's kind of good. That's a little bit of your Jerry Seinfeld crept in.
I really hard time. When I'm singing, the Eddie Vedder always creeps in.
Yeah, okay.
And when I'm doing impressions, Seinfeld always creeps in.
Okay, good. Well, we'll work on it. We'll come back to it. Let's say the movie. For folks who don't know, what a funny movie.
Ka-chow!
Ka-chow.
No. Ka-chow!
Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed. That's good. That was good. Fuck you. Terrible. That was good.
What
you
else
know
happened
what?
In this movie?
You lose credibility because you say it's bad no matter what.
Yours was bad.
So the first time when
maybe
it was
that's
bad.
Not about me. Maybe
you
that's
said
about
it
you.
Was bad. And then this time when it was a lot better. You said it was bad just as much, which loses credibility for you.
Once you sort of hit that like event horizon, you know, you're just in bad. There's no escaping it.
Fuck you. Let's say the movie.
These two guys are divorce lawyers and best friends. And one of them is tall and dark haired and one of them is short and fair.
Yeah. And we'll let you guess which one.
And the movie is about the one who's less funny. He's kind of the main character, like the main, like the host. And then the other guy's like there to just sort of like do all the jokes and make things fun.
But their thing is that they learned from their, who turns out to be Will Ferrell, their like old frat.
Chaz,
who's a star turn later in the movie, that the way to pick up women, the best way to
do it. It's like the beginning of the PUA movement.
Is to go.
This movie kicked off the PUA movement. He's the original PUA.
I'm
going to Google. Someone surely has written about how he's the original PUA.
Thinking about that makes me like this movie less. And I like this movie a lot and don't want to have that experience.
Yeah, okay.
But yes, all of the nascent problematicity in that statement is true in this movie. But it's so funny and charming that you kind of look past it. Anyway, their thing is that they go to weddings and pretend to be invited to the weddings because it's a good... Because love is in the air. And so it's a really good place to pick up bridesmaids, actually, I guess, and do sex.
Do sex with them. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
they have
thing.
Meaningless, careless sex with all of these vulnerable women. And they don't see a problem with that. And then Owen Wilson, Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
He decides that he does have a problem with it. And also falls in love with Rachel McAdams. You're surprised.
Yeah, it's not that he has a problem with it so much as he falls in love with Rachel McAdams. They go to like the biggest event of the season, which is like a senator played by Christopher Walken.
It's like the night before the event, they have like a heart to heart where he's just like, "We're getting old. Like the season's over."
No, that's true. It's like it's basically like the this was like they plugged this into
the Dark Night of the Soul.
Their screenplay.
Yeah,
outline, and they're like, "Oh, we need to have him like reject the call."
Yeah,
and then he's like, "One last mission," and the one.
Yeah,
last
they go
mission,
on one last mission to like the senator's, like Martha's Vineyard, wedding.
Yeah, and the senator has two daughters wedding. Who are babes, both babes, and they're both bridesmaids.
He must have three because
he must have three
someone
daughters.
Getting married.
One of the daughters is getting married. Two of the daughters are babes who are bridesmaids, and then there's a son as well.
Oh, yeah. And one of them thinks things is dumb. Yeah. And that's how you know she's like the main one. Because they're at this wedding, the first wedding, their sister's wedding.
Yeah.
And the sister and the groom are giving this really like terrible wedding speech about sailing.
And she
keeps
dumb.
Laughing and like snickering.
Yeah. And that's
and, like,
how you know she's
the
one.
And that's when Owen Wilson falls in love with her.
So they tend to come up with characters for their. Here's what I think we can do. Let's scrap the. Let's come up with the Owen Wilson impression by the end of the episode. Cause that wasn't, I feel pretty disheartened by the feedback that I got on mine.
Yeah. I feel honestly have the exact opposite reaction. I also think we should scrap it, but only because I think I nailed it in one and don't really have anywhere to go. So down.
Okay. I just got a text from my wife. So this is a segment we call texts from my wife and you can help me figure out the response. Here's what she's texted me.
Hello, Moto.
Fancy Feast seafood pate or grain-free beef salmon chicken pate?
Oh, let's think about that. Do we like having beef products in the house? I think if you're going to introduce meat into an all-vegan house, you at least want to go with what's most sustainable, which would be the all-fish option, right?
I'm just going to tell her...
no beef. Say it in all caps. You're definitely writing way more than no beef.
I realized this was less interesting than I thought it was going to be. so, all
right,
you nailed it.
Write this, right? Ma, the meatloaf! Well, we didn't even try our Pua Chaz, Will Ferrell.
I can't do Will Ferrell. I'm pretty gun shy now. But listen,
the meatloaf!
I think we're going to scrap the impressions, and what I want to get out of this now is... Okay, look, I want to find a way to finish the sentence.
Okay.
The thing that I want. And we can do the impressions if you want.
No, it's fine.
I want to come up with Wedding Crashers characters for us. So
okay, perfect.
I've got a wedding coming up. I guess that doesn't... I'm already invited.
I'm not, though, so I can crash it.
I can say I'm not going and you and I can crash it. How's that?
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided to come. He's my plus one. His name is Tanner. Shit. We're not crashing. We're just there.
No, yeah. So, no. I'm going to say I can't go.
Let me look if there's any weddings coming up. Let me look at the New York wedding announcements.
Okay, perfect. Let's find a wedding. Yeah. So they have their characters. At the 19-minute mark, they say...
Okay, what's our backstory?
We're brothers from New Hampshire. We're venture capitalists.
I'm sick of that. Let's be from Vermont. And let's have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
Yeah, that's stupid. We don't know anything about maple syrup.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, Slick?
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula.
Tell me which of these feels most appealing to you. How about that?
Okay.
A kiss before the barrister's ball, and now they've made it legal. A funny thing happened at the college reunion, or speed swiping right to a warm, winning smile. Which of those weddings do you want to go to?
The second one.
A funny thing happened at the college reunion?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's the wedding we're going to.
Okay, good.
And you can, I guess, bleep their names.
Okay.
Oh, the New York Times wants me to pay to access this article. Sons of bitches.
Do you need to be logged in as a Times subscriber? I'm a Times subscriber.
And Pat Ryan arrived separately at the Cloister Inn Eating Club in Princeton in June 2017. So this sounds like it's going to be a little bit of like a
This is good. So I'm taking notes. Hang on. They met it. So this is useful because we're going to crash this shit. So let's get our characters right.
We need to get some background intel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they met at the
Cloister Inn in Princeton. Okay.
Cloister Inn Eating Club at Princeton, 2017. Okay. So I think that where it is 2017, I was 33.
Tough
do you think
say.
I can still pass for like a college kid?
Yeah, I think we can do that. We'll figure that out. I think Eating Club.
We went to
school
with them.
Eating Club.
We were
is
in the Eating
gonna,
Club with them.
Yeah, we can say yeah. We're in the Eating Club. We can just
my dad.
Embellish that.
Oh, my dad runs the Cloister Inn, so I sort of just like knew. You know, I was like always there.
Okay, what else have we got? Is that it? Is that the funny thing that happened?
What? That oh, they... although they didn't know each other, Miss Brigan, and again, please bleep, 31, who graduated from Princeton in 2011. And Mr. 34, who graduated in 2009, were all too familiar with the annual Princeton Reunions event, which Ms. Ryan was attending for the sixth year in a row, and Mr. Ryan for an eighth. And you're expecting something funny to happen?
I am, yeah, based on the headline.
Okay. He was a Marine officer, 3rd Intelligence Battalion in Okinawa.
Okay, hang on.
Marine it's one officer. Huge party, said Miss. A professional ballet dancer who is a member of the New York's Theater Ballet. We know a little bit about ballet from our time reading Babysitter's Club books.
Yeah, we can do ballet stuff.
We could say we were Mademoiselle Noelle's class in Stamford, Connecticut.
How about this? Let's put it all together. Let's say that we were in the ballet brigade in Okinawa, where we
oh, wow.
So we started
kind of
our own
the gap.
Eating club.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we sort of like had them over, you know?
Well,
they were
no,
like
we,
sort of our like beta testers for the eating club.
No, you can't say that they were in your backstory because they're going to remember that they weren't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be bad at this.
Yeah.
I want to make it richer, but I guess that creates yeah. too much. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the funny thing. I really need to hear what the funny thing is. You kind of.
She went on to describe one particular moment at the reunion.
Okay.
I walked down the staircase with my friends, she said, and our eyes just locked.
Who and
I immediately felt this special connection, she added. And since I was the one walking down the stairs, I made a beeline towards him. This okay. is pretty long. I didn't realize these like wedding announcements. It said it was listed as like a mini nuptial. Mr. Ryan and Vice President Edelman. Okay.
Okay.
She
Skip
said,
to the
yes,
funny part.
They exchanged phone numbers,
That's
met at a bar
funny.
Near Penn Station. The conversation just flowed, she said.
Okay.
We found so many commonalities. She laughed at all my jokes. That's a good sign. Our families are both Irish.
No. Okay.
We can be Irish names is helpful.
Yeah. Okay. This is good.
They're getting married soon at a Roman Catholic church in New Jersey.
Let me pitch you here. We got to get this. So when is this coming up?
It's
next
coming
month?
Up soon.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Next month.
So I think we can be...
June 17th. How far away is that? That's like, it's a month away.
Let's be brother. Do you want to be brothers? That would be fun.
Does that make sense?
Sean and Don O'Gonigal.
Sean and Don. I call Don.
Okay, I'm name. Sean.
Yeah.
Sean and Don O'Gonigal.
Yeah. That's good.
We're Irish
and we're,
brothers.
Rudy's boys.
Okay, we're Rudy's
or,
boys.
I don't know. Do you want to generate that some other way?
Do you want to do the ballet battalion thing? Or maybe we just lean into
run
eating
it, here. Let's do some role playing to see okay. if that makes yeah. sense. Okay, I'll be okay. Like an uncle.
Okay,
you know, like I've got a pretty good lay of the land. I don't know like all of my nieces' like friends.
Yeah,
I'm starting. You know, I know all my family. I know a lot of the groom's family. We've met several times.
Yeah,
and I see you come in.
Okay, great.
Hey, pleasure to meet you. Which side of the aisle are you on?
Oh, it's lovely to meet you. I want to stop actually on that now and not do that anymore.
Yeah, you're from the home country. Still doesn't answer my question because we're both families are Irish.
It's lovely to meet you. I'm one of Rudy's boys, the twins.
And then I walk up. Hi, I'm Don McGonigal.
No,
what
you
was
don't.
His name?
You're Don McGonigal, but I don't want. Let me get going.
Top of the morning to you. My name is Don McGonigal.
Let me get going with Sean and lay some groundwork, and then we'll bring you in.
Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
the role play is going to get too difficult.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Okay, you're one of Rudy's boys, but you said you're now. And what happened to the Irish accent? It was just like a put on.
I'm one of Rudy's boys, from the home country.
Okay.
I don't want to do the accent
Rudy's
anymore.
Boys. Yeah, that's fine.
It's Sean O'Gonigal.
I'm the bride's uncle.
Remind me your name. Pat. Oh, Pat, do I remember you from
Pat
the...
Pat Mac.
It's
Pat Mac.
Okay, Pat Mac. Pat, so great to see you. One of Rudy's boys. My twin brother's over there talking to the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
That's Don. You know Sean and Don, the O'Gonigal boys.
You from here in town, or you guys?
No, we
come
flew
in
from
or...
Okinawa.
Oh, Japan?
Yeah.
So interesting. That's where. Name of... So you must. Oh, you're on. I get it. So you. That's where you met.
Yeah. Name of groom hasn't told you about the eating club.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about the. That's where they met, right?
Yeah, we started our own eating club in Okinawa.
That sounds right. Yes, I do remember hearing about that. Yeah. Cute
yeah,
story.
We were stationed out there.
It was
a ballet
Yale
brigade.
Or something.
Yeah, they had one at Princeton, and we were inspired by that. We heard about it through Rudy. Started our own eating club out in Okinawa when we were stationed out there with the ballet.
You heard about it from your dad, Rudy.
Yes.
Okay. And how's your dad know the... Wait, sorry. Your dad heard about the...
Uncle
so you
Rudy.
Talked to your dad. So you guys are from here?
We're cousins.
Of Uncle Rudy?
Cousin adjacent relatives of the groom and the groom. I was going to say the groom and the bride.
And you're both into ballet, you say, because that's interesting, because that's what, what's her name? Alexis is into.
Yeah, Alexis is into the ballet too. Yeah, that's just another point of connection. I'm realizing we don't need to necessarily like share their interests.
Yeah, the Venn diagram is a complete overlap there.
Yeah.
And this tall drink of water over here is your brother, you say.
Yeah, here it comes now. I'm going to go get us some punch.
Okay. And then I guess I would like to introduce your brother to my wife, Janice Brannigan.
Okay, Janice Brannigan. Yeah, it's Janice Brannigan. I didn't keep his name, his last name. I kept my own name.
What was his last name?
Which was Mac. Don, nice to meet you. That guy is your
That's
twin.
That's his stage name.
Okay.
Pat Mac. His
That's
name
your
really,
twin.
Pat Brannigan. The guy leaving?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes, your twin brothers from the home country.
I didn't seem like it didn't seem like you really had a chance to talk to him. It seemed like you guys sort of like
okay,
were
yeah.
two ships.
I didn't get. I overheard a little bit of it. But so what? How do you guys know the? Do you know? Are you friends of the bride or of the groom?
Well, these days it's there. You know, it's hard to get these two apart. Am I right? Like. God, they're always on one another. It's like you invite one of them somewhere and the other one's always there. So,
it's hard to know which one you're friends of. Okay.
We're friends with both of them. I would say it would luckily we're here at their wedding today, or else I would say it would be devastating if they ever broke up because we would never be able to choose who to keep hanging out with. We'd have to keep hanging out with both of them. But here we are, they have beautiful nuptial bliss. Right. May they have many good years. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go grab a drink.
Okay. Do you want to. Do you want
to? That was pretty good. I tried to do the best Vince Vaughn thing I could do.
That was pretty good.
Which is not worrying about the strategy. It's just going in and like.
Okay, well, I think
tackling it head on,
brute
force.
You've created an issue for us.
Yeah.
If the bride or groom ever see you.
Yeah.
In the presence of Janice.
Yeah.
She's going to notice that you're not, as you have claimed, extremely close friends.
Yeah, can I rewind?
No, I don't think so. I think that's
okay. So I guess now I've created. I'm gonna like kind of brief you on this now. Yeah. We're sort of like trading back.
Yeah.
So here's what I just did. I created like a paradox.
Okay.
And you're gonna have to find the way to worm us out of this.
Okay.
So now I'm Mr. Brannigan again, right?
You're Mr. Brannigan now. Oh, I'm back in. It's me. It's
Sort
Pat.
Of left you a mess.
What am I? I'm Pat. I'm a mess.
I'm Pat. Brannigan.
I'm back with one.
Pat Mac. I should have said earlier, Pat Mac is my stage name.
It's Sean again. Pat, Mr. Mac. It's great to see you. Did you have a chat with my brother? Or it seems like my brother was talking to your wife.
Your wife did. My wife did, yeah. But I was right here. I kind of overheard a lot of it.
Yeah.
Not sure why. I decided to make them two different characters. Complicate the scene. What, it's interesting. Yeah, it's cool.
I should say now, I should come clean. We're spies.
Spies?
Yes.
Do you guys know Alexis and Patrick at all?
We're undercover. And
okay. What? Who? Spy? Sorry. Before I guess, are you allowed to tell me any of this?
I could tell you. Do you want to know something about the spy world? But that you please don't tell anyone else.
Really quickly, can I ask, like, are you a spy for us or for somebody else?
It's for the good guys, and I want to tell you a state secret now.
Yeah, please.
And I just want you to treat this with as much grace and kindness as you can.
Okay.
Okay, here it goes. Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed.
Who's saying that? Goofy?
I'm just trying to... No! Let me try it one more time. Do an Owen quickly.
What's his name in this? I met with Chaz, who's... I met with Chaz, who you forgot to tell me is totally insane.
No.
He also might be a genius because it actually does work. He's cleaning up.
That sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. You sounded like a fucking, like, dumpster.
Okay, so...
You're bad at impressions.
I think we should take a break and we can come back and finish this wedding.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here. I'm excited to tell you about a little money-making project that Evil Tanner and I are cooking up called WetterHelp. It's basically the same concept as our sponsors, BetterHelp, but we're not going to run into any copyright problems this time because WetterHelp does everything our competitors do, but we do it soggier, damper, and with a 100% moistness guarantee, or your money back. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. But if you want to get absolutely drenched, BetterHelp has literally nothing to offer you. At BetterHelp, we'll spray you down with a hose, steep you for a full half hour in the most sodden, saturated slop we can find, and then throw you in a lake. The only thing BetterHelp can do is find you a therapist to work through your stuff in a way that will help you face the world and practice self-care, all while completely bone dry. If you want to develop self-awareness that helps you build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, or find a healthy balance in your relationships with other people in your life, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime...
Tanner! I just don't think this one works. Tanner!
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/bedfellows. I think we're in a position now, having spent the top of the hour talking about this film, to go and give it a nice review.
Todd, I noticed you haven't touched your food yet. No, it's too Fargo.
That was a good character, though.
That's what he says.
Who says that?
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't Owen Wilson. It was definitely Fargo. Todd, I notice you haven't touched your food yet. Todd. Oh,
just a couple of kids who like to fuck, trying to make it honest. I get it. That was pretty good.
Egg, your skin is hanging all off your face. Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed.
No one's seen I Spy. No one's ever even heard of it.
It's funny because Eddie Murphy gets like the smallest spy equipment and Owen Wilson is given like this like huge like gun and like a huge like watch to hide his shit or whatever. And he says size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed. That's funny. Do you get it?
Yeah.
I feel like I've lost you.
I mean, we could just keep doing Owen Wilson.
I told you what we're doing.
I feel
we're
like we need to.
I told you what we're doing. We're reviewing this.
We have a good opportunity here because we're in the
primosphere. We're in that world. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got we reviewed these on Amazon. Jeff Bezos has asked us to try to write the ship.
This is something we do for Bezos.
Failing social network, the Amazon reviews, and he's asked us to come in and write some kind of ringer reviews that'll kind of get things going, get the conversation started. So I'm basically ready.
Watch again. Yes, please.
Under Tanner's Amazon account, which is called the Babysitter's Club Club. Is that right?
Oh, I'm logged in as Jamie.
Okay. That's even funnier. I don't think she'll care.
Oh, we didn't even watch the uncorked edition.
Wait, there's an uncorked edition?
That's what it says. All right. How do I leave a review? God, this is why you're in so much trouble, Bezos.
It's not super easy.
There we go. Rate this video.
Let's say 5 stars. It's great.
5 stars. It's great.
And I think with Amazon reviews, you don't have
headline.
To do it. Oh, you do have to do a headline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of the most.
Okay. How about this? A fantastic squeakquel that even Pat Donegal could enjoy. Kind of a humorless fucker.
And take a run at spelling the word squeakquel for me.
squeakuel.
Yeah, it just doesn't look right, but I suppose it never would, right? fantastic sequel that even
squeakquel.
Pat
Donegal would enjoy. Or you could say Pat Mac.
Pat Mac would enjoy. I'll say okay. Pat the Mac Donegal.
Sure. Should we just say that Mac is his stage name? Once we get in there, we can clarify that for people.
Sure. Yeah, and his last name definitely wasn't Donegal.
Should we review this as the O'Gonagall brothers?
Now,
because I feel
are the O'Gonagalls different from Pat Donegal?
That's your character.
Yeah.
I might have got his name wrong. Pat Mac. But I think that if we review this as the O'Gonagall brothers, people are going to take the review more seriously because it's like two wedding crashers are reviewing the film and people are going to sit up and take notice.
A fantastic squeakquel that even the O'Gonagall brothers.
No. Okay, sure. I was saying that even Pat Mac would enjoy. And then we'll review it as the O'Gonagall brothers.
Pat Mac can enjoy. Okay, that makes sense.
Do you want to say, like,
let us
say
introduce
up front,
ourselves.
We're a wedding crasher.
Let's get this out of the way.
Out of the way. What about, can we say, like, so people will believe the ruse, like, as they say in the home country, and then, like.
Yeah, look up Irish idioms about.
About, like, being straight with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got this thing called Irish Proverbs on Truth.
Perfect.
So, as they say in the home country, and then you can pick one of these. It is shame to tell the truth. Truth speaks even though the tongue were dead.
Just a little grim, kind of cool, kind of metal.
I think that might be the best one. Or we could say, when the tongue slips, it speaks the truth. I think we should say truth speaks even though the tongue were dead. That's good. People are going to buy this. I just think we're going to have more authority if people know that we're wedding crashers.
Now, let us introduce our...
Selves.
Well, so their names aren't Pat and Don and Sean McGonagall. O'Gonagall, because that's their characters for the wedding.
Oh, okay. But that's us.
So I think we have to just sort of say up front. Like, we're say up front, like, we want to be honest with you. We're wedding crashers, so we say this from a place of authority. But, like, we can't blow our cover.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we can keep that first line. As they say in the home country, truth speaks even though the tongue were dead.
So we have to review this as we're not admitting to being wedding crashers now. We're just brothers who are here at the wedding.
Okay, all right, this is good. We're just two brothers who are here at the wedding, not crashers at all. I think that's good.
Yeah, and then I'll say, and to prove it, here's a saying from our home country.
Sure, that works, yeah. Or you could just add it to what we've already said.
Yeah, but I want to make sure it's clear that, we're saying this because we're not two wedding crashers. We're
got it. Okay.
Let me recite a saying.
We should say we met the. We're Rudy's boy.
Yeah, that's good. Should we say our names?
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, Sean and Don.
We're Sean and Don, M-dash, Rudy's boys.
And I guess like we're. In the fiction here, we're at the wedding while we're writing the review, right? So I can say this wedding we're at.
You know what we do? I think it's like we write a review for this movie that's like our wedding toast speech at the wedding that we're crashing. That is this movie.
Okay, how about this?
So this is we've started our we've gotten up, we've dinged our glasses, and this is how we started our speech.
Okay.
We've just sort of clarified we're two brothers, we're here.
Yeah.
We're Rudy's boys.
This wedding between...
And I'll just fix... You say wedding. I like you being in a wedding mindset, but I'm just going to auto-correct you from, like, wedding to film.
Fine. This wedding is dear to my heart.
Our hearts, because there's two of us.
To our hearts.
We're not good at it, being wedding crashers.
No, I want to say we don't get to experience an event like this very much.
An event, yeah, perfect.
In Okinawa, where we're stationed. At the, let's just say at the Okinawa Eating Club.
Yes, I think that's good. And then I just want to quickly take the opportunity to say, and we definitely don't experience events like this very often because we're not wedding crashers who crash weddings every weekend.
That's good. So what do we do now? You want me to give a toast to the bride?
I think we're already giving the toast. Yeah. We've already of like, I think this is...
I wouldn't want to say
that we're committing to the bride or the groom, but I think what else would one say in kind of a toast speech? Like,
yeah, what is there left to say about... What's her name in the New York... What is there left to say about a that hasn't already been said?
Let's see. You can change they went to Princeton.
To Owen and...
oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to type
Rachel.
This.
What is there left to say about Alexis? I'm going to just get into the speech mindset. And then you can. What is there left to say about Alexis that hasn't already been said? They were at Princeton together, but didn't meet during their studies. However, something funny was in their future.
Something funny happened on the way to. That was the structure.
Something funny, yeah, something funny was in their future, and now I'm going to tell you what it is.
I'm going to say, just so we have sort of that kind of, like, parody between the original New York Times review and this, I'm going to say, however, something funny happened on the way to their future.
Okay, that's great. I love that.
Okay, that's good.
Are we going to have to make up the funny thing? Because we didn't find it in the...
No, they didn't bother, and they're, like, the fucking gray lady, so...
Yeah.
Why should we give a shit? I think we can. I think we can end there if we wanted to. But I feel like we should say more about the movie.
Yeah, we could say some more about the movie. Do you want to try to get I Spy in here?
We haven't talked about the ballet corps. What were we in?
We speak with authority here. As
no,
two
we're
men.
Still here. This is great because we're still talking about Owen and Vince, or as you say, Lex and Ryan. Yeah. So I think we can say it's like I haven't enjoyed a performance this much since I saw whatever. Yeah.
I haven't enjoyed a performance this much since I was in one, performing the pas de deux in front of the Okinawa Special Battalion in a scintillating interpretation of Swan Lake, executing a perfect pas de deux. You know how to spell that?
No.
P-A-S space D-E space D-E-U-X. In front of the Okinawa, let's say Spy Battalion, because then we can get some spy stuff in there.
The Okinawa Spy Battalion. Okay.
In a classic rendition of Swan Lake.
Scintillating. Perfect.
Okay, and then I'll just end it here. A lot of people think that my brother and I are too big to play
too
such a delicate role.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people in the Spy Battalion said my brother and I were too big to play such a delicate role. But we said to them, size matters. But in the spy world, it's reversed.
In the spy world, it's reversed.
Yeah. In conclusion.
It's a great movie. It still holds up.
Jack Shepard and Tanner Greenring.
Jack Shepard and friend.
P.S. We loved this one.
P.S. We loved this one.
Okay. Read it back to me, and then I'll let you go. I'll do the sign off without you, because I know you're in a hurry.
Five stars. A fantastic squeakle that even Pat Mack can enjoy. O'Donegal brothers is what I've written. We didn't really get into Pat Mack, but I think that's fine. We're just two brothers attending this wedding and not two wedding crashers. Prove it, let me recite a saying from the home country. Truth speaks even though the tongue were dead. We're Sean and Don O'Donegal, Rudy's boys. This film is dear to our hearts. We don't get to experience an event like this very often at the Okinawa Eating Club, where we're stationed. And we definitely don't experience events like this because we're not wedding crashers who crash weddings every weekend. What else is there left to say about Owen and Vince that hasn't already been said? They were at Princeton together but didn't meet during their studies. However, something funny happened on the way to the future. I haven't seen performances this spectacular since my ballet company was in one, executing a perfect pas de deux. How do you say it?
Yeah, I want to say with me executing a pas de deux, but it's fine. The whole company
in front of the Okinawa Spy Battalion in a scintillating rendition of Swan Lake. Many in our battalion thought we were too big to play such delicate roles. But we said to them, size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed. In conclusion, it's a great movie. It still holds up. Jack Shepard and friends. P.S. We love this one.
I think that's
cut and print.
Pretty good, right?
Submitted. All right, yeah, I'm going to let you do the outro. Goodbye, everyone. I love being here with you. I got to go pick up my son.
Bye, Tanner. Bye. I would like to thank you very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Baby Nation very much for bearing with us. And I would like to say that you must subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. And please join the Facebook group as well. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. This week, we watched a movie. The movie we watched was called Wedding Crashers. And next week, I think we're going to continue our, you know, spiritual sequels, our dive into the world of squeakquels with Notting Hill. Is that possible? Whew, that would be nice. In the meantime, all that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard, and Tanner has been Tanner. And that's it. I hope that you find your crashingly ever after.
Beaver!